Chekhov's River beside me. Say thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood.
Praise God. Praise God.
The Lord bless each and every one, and we do give everyone a warm welcome in the service, and it's great to have my father-in-law and mother-in-law, Brother Charlie and Sister Sandra, and I'm going to say this morning, I'm proud of them. Because I'm proud to say this, that I have a father and mother-in-law that serve in the Lord, that believe in the Lord, and believe in what God's done at this end time. I've seen a thing on yesterday on one of the sites where people questioning about the end time, about the coming of the Lord. And you know, even preachers and all, they know absolutely nothing about it. Nothing about it. But I tell you, we can say with the word of God this morning, we are not in darkness concerning these things. We know the coming of the Lord is near. Praise God. I'm not going to take no time up. And Charlie will be preaching this morning, I'll be preaching tonight. I had said that Charlie was welcome to do more services, but I think he's wanting a bit of a break as well at this time. He'll be over here for a week. So I'll be preaching tonight. This will be my last service for a few weeks. I want you to keep me in prayer. I'm under great anticipation of what the Lord will do, and I'm just looking to the Lord. And my main focus, still, after all these years, and that's about 30 coming now and here, is to see people saved.
Amen.
That's the main thing. Praise God.
Amen.
And that's why I'm going. I'm not going to bring any new doctrines or to tell people some new way. I believe in the old way.
Amen.
Praise God. God's way is the only way. So you pray for us, and pray the Lord will have his way, and I leave them tomorrow morning very early, and I'll be gone for just over 3 weeks. And I've sent out on the WhatsApps, those that have it on the group, and if you don't, maybe see one of the brothers that have it, and also the message as well for the brothers that's preaching. And if one of the dates didn't suit one of you brothers, see your brother Mark, and then you can rearrange. You're not tied down to any certain service. You can swap a service if you want with one of the other brothers. But I appreciate all the brothers here that do minister the word of God. And the only advice I can give you is preach Christ. That's it.
Yes.
You know, Armand Neville said this here, and I couldn't believe this when I read it. He says, William Branham never once told him what to preach when he was away. He never told him, this is what you need to preach, or this is what you need to do. But Ormond Neville challenged several brothers once when they came back. They came back from a trip, and they were talking about this great trip they had. And he asked them the question when they came back. He said, did you preach the gospel? Did you preach the gospel? And they said, we did. You know, on that trip, I know about that trip. And the brothers, if you research it, there was an awful people saved on that particular trip. When them brothers went out, they went into Switzerland. You can check the history of it. That's the time when Paul Cain went. Brother Branham couldn't go because they were waiting to shoot him. And the angel of the Lord came to him and said, Paul Cain will go in your place. And Paul Cain went to Brother Branham's place, and they put police round the stadium, and they wouldn't let them pray for the sick. They said, you're not allowed to do it, and the police stopped them from doing it, and the first night, 14 policemen got saved. First service. And I tell you, it wasn't long to praying for the second God moved. But I'm not going to take no time up. I want our brother Charlie to come and preach whatever the Lord's led in his heart. And you pull and listen in, and the Lord bless each one.
Amen. The Lord bless you. It's good to be together again. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be back with you once again. Praise the Lord. And thank you. Thank Brother Tommy for the invitation to be able to preach. And the Lord bless our brother Tommy as he goes off to Australia and America as well, Tommy. Praise the Lord, there's quite something in it. So the Lord bless you, travelling nurses, and give you a great time as you go. Praise the Lord. And we certainly have had a good time together. It's been a good time of fellowship, and it always is. Good to see the grandchildren. It's good to Good to see you all. Amen. And we bring greetings from those over there in Pickering. There's some saints over there. Praise the Lord, just as there is some saints here, eh? And God's got saints dotted all around the world. He knows where all the seed are. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we bring greetings from those over in Pickering. And we're pressing on in the Lord. And just as you're pressing on the Lord, we're all part of a family, we believe, eh? That's been born again. Amen. Of the Spirit of God. Okay, let's just take a reading of the words. Book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 13. Let's just look at that verse 8 there. It's on the lines of predestination, a new birth in that area. Praise the Lord. So it's not something you haven't heard before, I don't think, amen, in any way, because we're just all looking at the same. We're feeding on the body word of the Son of Man, eh? And we thank the Lord for the great revelation that we have in this hour. We thank God for the new birth, eh? We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, amen. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, eh? Praise the Lord. And Burman said that's to understand, is to perceive, is to discern the kingdom, eh? Praise the Lord. Amen. Until that something called the new birth takes place, he says, amen, you cannot discern. Amen. The kingdom of God is something that's foreign, isn't it? Praise the Lord. But once you're in, then you're in, eh? Praise the Lord. Let's just take verse 8, shall we? Revelation 13, verse 8. It says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. And just turn over into Revelation chapter 15, verses 2. Amen. We'll just take something there that Brother Bannon preached there in the message called Victory Day. Amen. Just after he preached the seals. It says, and I saw then there was a great, there was a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass having harps of gold. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvellous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, O King of saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank and praise you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the lovely choruses and hymns we sung this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the great hymns of redemption, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that we can sing these things today. We thank you, Lord, for a resurrection, a spiritual resurrection. Lord, as Brother Van said, that we are Easter also. We've also been risen. It wasn't only Christ that rose from the dead, but we've also risen from the dead. When he rose, we rose with him. And we've been raised up in a spiritual resurrection. Lord, as he raised a literal physical resurrection, we raised up in a spiritual resurrection. As the prophet said, we rise up from the inside out. And we thank you, Lord, for the new birth. We thank you for the redemption of the soul that today, Lord, that the soul is redeemed. And we know, Lord, the bodies are to be redeemed. And we believe right now, Lord, that they've been quickened, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. And we believe, Lord, that you've brought them in subjection. And we're bringing them subjection to the Word. He said to become the Word. And we're looking forward to that, Lord, in a resurrection, Lord, a full and complete resurrection, a body change, Lord, a rapture, a catching away. So, Father, we ask your blessing this day, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Please be seated and just get some notes out I've got here and do them. And just get some quotes and stuff. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for a spiritual resurrection, eh? Praise the Lord. Thank God that we've been raised up, eh? Amen. I'm just going back there. It says I've got victory over the beast and over the image and his mark and over the number of his name. You know, we can thank God this morning that we are those very people, aren't we? Brother Banner preached that in the message entitled A Victory Day. He took this scripture. And we know, of course, that there are others who will, during the time of the tribulation, we understand there's a foolish virgin, of course, who will go through the tribulation and come up in the second resurrection, eh? But thank the Lord, there's a bride of Jesus Christ who will not go through the tribulation, eh? Amen. We've not been appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation. Amen. The bride of Jesus Christ, you know, the Bible says that he that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. It tells us that in 2 Thessalonians. And then the man of sin will be revealed. Amen. The son of perdition. Amen. You know, the bride is still here. We're sitting right here this morning, aren't we? And we believe this morning that there's people here who are part of that bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But there will come a time that the bride will actually be taken and raptured. And then, of course, the man of sin will be revealed in his fullness. And Brother Bannon said that the rapture will take place between, he said, the binding of the tares and the revealing of the Antichrist. Amen. We know the tares are being bound, he said, in bundles, Methodist bundle, Baptist bundle, and so forth. Amen. Denominational bundles. Amen. And between the binding of the tares and the revealing of the Antichrist in person, the fullness, when Satan becomes fully incarnate, amen, the bride will take, you know, the rapture will take place between that time. Amen. So right in that time, aren't we? We're right in that very time when, amen, the dead will be raised, the living will be changed. Amen. The bride will be called away. And of course, the worst of it will take place after the bride is gone. You know, we don't want to be here for the tribulation, eh? Amen. We don't want to spend 1 minute in the tribulation. Amen. It's bad enough now, isn't it?
Amen.
It's bad enough now without the tribulation that's heading that way. But just think what it'll be like when the bride is taken, eh? No more grace, you know. Miss Grace is still here, eh? Brother Adam called the bride Miss Grace. Amen. There's still grace, you know. If you want to wonder whether there's love on the mercy seat, if you're wondering whether there's grace, amen, the bride is still here. Isn't that right? It finishes up for the Gentiles when the bride is taken, eh? God will turn back to Israel. He'll turn back to the Jew. It finishes up for the Gentile. Amen. When the bride is taken. Amen. And of course the foolish virgin will, you know, go down in martyrdom. The bride's already gone. So while the bride is here, mercy's here. Eh? Amen. While Miss Grace is still here. Amen. He that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And that's the bride, isn't it? Amen. That's the bride of Jesus Christ that's going to be taken out of the way. Eh? Well, praise the Lord, we're still here at this present time. Amen. But there will come a time that we're going to be gone. Amen. And that's what we're under expectation, aren't we, of
Amen.
You know, being taken, under expectation of being caught away at any time, as it were. Realise there's a squeeze coming on. But a man spoke of the squeeze, didn't he? You know, amen, he talked about what was coming down the road. And he lets us know that's when he's going to take us, eh? Amen, he said that when the denominations begin to persecute this bride, you know, persecute this thing, he said, then he said the Lamb will take his bride. Amen, there's something coming. Amen, but praise the Lord, we're going to be going, aren't we? And that's when we're going to be going. Praise the Lord, when the squeeze comes on, amen, he said, you watch it then. He said, you watch the third Paul then, eh? When the squeeze comes on.
Amen.
And he talks about the power of Rome, and he talks about what would happen in America. Amen, he said, all the power. He said, all the power, you know, that Rome ever exercised will be exercised right in this nation of America. Amen, you know, the Revelation chapter 13 doesn't speak of that. Revelation 13, we've just been reading in it, haven't we? But let's just read Revelation 13 there, verse 11, which is America. Amen. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Amen. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwelleth therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And we know, of course, that was Rome, wasn't it?
Right.
Amen. When pagan Rome became papal Rome, amen. Today it's a church, isn't it? There's a time when it was imperial Rome, it was an army, the Roman army. Amen. Imperial Rome, of course, it was the Romans who crucified Jesus, wasn't it? Amen. But that imperial Rome became papal Rome. Amen. And that's what it's been for the last 1500 years and still is, eh?
Right.
But the Bible said they formed an image to the beast, which of course was the Protestants, eh?
Right. Amen.
Amen. The Protestant churches that came out from Rome, they form an image to the beast. And of course we know they went to America for freedom of religion. Amen. The time of the Pilgrim Fathers and so forth, leaving England and Europe in about 1600s there, they went to America to get away from Rome. Amen. For freedom of religion. Amen. And you can read much about that in messages such as the third Exodus, for one, where Brother Branham and Jezebel religion, where Brother Branham brings these things out, of course. Amen. And how they went there to get away for freedom of religion. The very thing they went away from is the very thing that overtakes them. Eh? Even in 1963, with him, John Kennedy, of course, becoming a president. He's a Catholic. Amen. And Brother Branham felt at that very time, you know, he said, speaking on the third Exodus, he said, there rose up a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. Amen. And of course he saw that, didn't he, in Kennedy, and what was happening, the fact that we've got a Catholic president on the throne, the very thing that they came away from, for freedom of religion, you know, the Pilgrim Fathers, to get away from all of that, amen, is the very thing that now has come up to the forefront. Amen. And Brother Bannon brings out how that came about and so forth. He said about mixing the seed. Amen. And talking of the fathers and daughters, he marrying Catholic boys and raising the children Catholic. Amen. And he said that's how it's come about. You read it all in the third Exodus.
Right.
You see an intermingling of the seed. Amen. Until we find it the very thing. Amen. And of course, even much more so today. When you think of the charismatic Pentecostal move today, uniting with the Pope, eh? You're all aware of these things, you've seen all these things, we've all, you know, it's not something new, I'm saying, amen, but how they're all getting together, we're all brothers, they're all one, eh? The Pope is our brother, amen, I'm your brother, he's saying I'm your brother, isn't he? You've seen him on the videos, you know, I'm your long lost brother, I'm Joseph, you know, like the brethren have gone away. Amen. And at the end of the day, they had to come to Joseph for the grain, didn't they? You remember the, you know, Joseph was the one who had the grain, and you know, there was a famine on, and they had to come back to Joseph, didn't they? And he's sitting here saying, "I'm your brother," you know, "I'm Joseph," as it were, you know. And that's exactly what's happening, isn't it?
That's right.
Amen. They're all uniting this ecumenical kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. Where you see the Pentecostal, the top men, and the Pentecostal charismatic movement in America going to see the Pope and sitting with the Pope. Amen. And saying that, you know, we're all one. We all believe the same thing. Well, they don't believe what I believe, and they don't believe what you believe. Eh? Amen. They may all be one. As Brother Man said, you know, they'll, amen, they said that they're going to go together, though they can't agree, they're going to compromise, aren't they, on the doctrine and what they stand for. He said, you have to deny your evangelical stand, he said, to unite with that, eh? They have to deny what they believe, they have to compromise to unite with the Pope and say he's our brother and so forth. Amen. The fact of the speaking tongues, you see, they take an initial evidence of speaking in tongues, which of course is, Brother Man said, speaking in tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's an evidence. It's one evidence you can say, but it's not the evidence.
Right.
Amen. The evidence is to believe the word for the age in which you live.
Amen.
Amen. They got off to a false start. Now, Brother Man said, Pentecost got off to a false start. And you read it all in the Church Age book, he said, taking speaking in tongues as the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. If you spoke in tongues, you've got it. If you haven't spoken in tongues, you haven't got it. That's a false start. Amen. And of course, the Pope speaks in tongues, doesn't he? You can see him on the website and so forth there with the charismatic leaders and so forth. You can see him, you know. They're all speaking in tongues, so we've all got it. Because that's what they're based on. They're based on a false evidence. Amen. That's not the evidence of the Holy Ghost, is it? The fact that somebody can speak in tongues, because the Pope speaks in tongues. Amen. The Catholic priest speaks in tongues. You know, they all speak in tongues. So you say, well, they've all got it. Amen. That's not the evidence. Brother Man said, there's only one evidence I know of. He said he didn't know of two or three evidences. He said, there's only one evidence I know of. It's a genuine faith in the promised word of the hour.
Amen.
It's the only evidence, amen, that he knew of. A genuine faith and promised word of the hour. Praise the Lord. Thank God tonight we know what this morning, I'm used to preaching night time. Amen. Thank God this morning we know what the promised word of the hour is. We can recognize our daily message. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's got a word for an age, isn't he? He's got a word for an age. And Brother Man said the evidence of the Holy Ghost was always to believe the word for the age that you lived in. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, they don't know the age they live in. They're living back in the glare of another age. We're living in the bright age, see? We've turned a corner in the age that we live in. Brother Man said we're not living in a Pentecostal age. We're living in the bright age. It's not that we don't believe in a Pentecostal experience. But we're not living in a Pentecostal age, you see. Amen. We're living in the bride age. He said we're living in the eagle age. We're living in the day when the word has been opened up. Amen. The seals are off the book. Revelation 10, the mighty angel coming down with the open book. Amen. We're not living back in the glare of Luther or the glare of Wesley or even the glare of a Pentecostal age. Amen. He said they live in the glare of another age and they fail to recognize the day they're actually living in. Like in the days of Jesus, he said they preached out of the Bible but denied him being the present tense word. You know, they denied him being the present truth. And they said we're Moses' disciples. You know, we're Abraham's seed and so forth. But they denied him, the word made flesh.
Right.
It's the same today. They live in the glare of another race but deny the present tense. The present tense word, you see. Amen. You have to walk in the light as he is in the light. Then the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sin, eh?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You can't talk about blood unless you're going to talk about light. If you're going to talk about blood, you've got to talk about the word.
Amen.
Amen. You have to talk about the word, see? Amen. Brother Brown said, the bride with the blood on her chest. The message of God in the hour that she lived in. Amen. It's not a chemistry blood, is it? It's a born again soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not a chemistry blood that's on your chest. It's a revelation. Amen. The bride, he said, here comes the bride, he said, with the blood on her chest. The message of God in the hour that they lived in. So the message of God in the hour that you live in is the blood. It's the blood on your chest. It's not a chemistry blood, it's the Holy Spirit. It's a born-again soul.
Amen.
It's to recognize your daily message. It's to recognize the word for the age that you live in. It's the sprinkling of the blood. You know, in the Old Testament, everything was sprinkled with the blood, wasn't it? In the Old Testament, it was animal blood. It was the literal chemistry blood that was sprinkled on the people. And you know, you're reading Hebrews chapter 9, isn't it? Hebrews 9, where Moses sprinkled the book and he sprinkled the people with the blood. The blood of animals, literally, physically. The blood, you know, the blood on the mercy seat was a chemistry blood. But when you come into the New Testament, it's the Holy Spirit. When you read about the sprinkling of the blood in the New Testament, you're reading about the Holy Spirit. Amen. What's sprinkled? Amen. The Holy Spirit is sprinkled. What was poured out on the day of Pentecost? The Holy Ghost. It wasn't the chemistry blood that was poured out. Amen. He shed his blood. Amen. It's the life that was in the blood, isn't it? The life that was in the blood came back and gave you a spiritual resurrection. Amen. That's the reality of the blood to you. Amen. His brother man said that we are Easter also. Amen. In other words, we're also raised up. And he took the resurrection life of Jesus Christ to give you a spiritual resurrection, didn't it?
Amen.
Amen. It says in Romans chapter 8, if the Spirit that raised him from the dead, that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
He took the life that was in the blood of Christ to come and give you a spiritual rebirth, eh? Give you a spiritual resurrection, raise you up. Amen. So when it says in the scriptures, we read there in 1 Peter, amen. Let's just turn into 1 Peter. Just so many thoughts, but we're just going to get something. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse... 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Verse 2, and then we've got to move on there. What's it say there? Verse 2, it says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Amen. How is the blood of Jesus sprinkled? Now, Brother Man says that he said that the blood of Jesus couldn't cover everybody. It's not a literal chemistry blood that you sprinkle with, is it? Amen. The only people who were actually sprinkled with the blood of Jesus were the soldiers at the cross. Amen. When they crucified him, we're talking about the literal chemistry blood of Jesus that came out of his body. Amen. The people who were covered in it are the people who crucified him. Isn't that right? Amen. It's the life that came from the blood, isn't it?
Amen.
Brother Brown said the token. He said the chemistry is not the token. He said the Holy Spirit is the token. He said the chemistry blood was never to be the token. He said it's the life that was in the blood. It's got to be in you.
Amen.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
He's got to see that life in you, isn't it? In me, in the believer. Amen. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for the life of Christ in you. That's the blood he's looking at. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The blood was shed. But a man said he gave his blood, but he raised up his flesh. Right? Jesus gave his blood. He ran down the cross back to the elements. As Brother Man said, he went back to the elements. Amen. He gave his blood. Amen. But he raised up his flesh. Didn't he? He raised up his flesh. And remember, you know, in Luke chapter 24, I believe it is, when Jesus appeared unto them, amen, and they thought he was a ghost, a spirit. He said, a spirit hath not flesh and bone. He didn't say his blood. Amen. He said, a spirit hath not flesh and bone. He gave his blood. And his brother man said in the token, he said his blood went back to the elements where it came from. Because it was the created blood of God, wasn't it? God created the blood cell. Amen. He created the blood cell. Amen. And the body, you know, came from the created blood cell and the egg, as Brother Ann said. Amen. He created them in the womb of Mary, Jesus Christ, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. That's where it all started, didn't it? Amen. And then he said it multiplied cell upon cell from the fruit that she ate. Jesus' body was the dust of the earth, eh? Just like your body is the dust of the earth. Amen. But you were sex born. But your body is the dust of the earth. And my body, everybody is the dust of the earth, eh? And so was Jesus' body, the dust of the earth. And Ronald Brown said he took that part of the earth to redeem the rest of it. He took that part of the earth to redeem all the other bodies. Eh? Praise the Lord. Fantastic. Amen. It is. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. Amen. And so he said his blood. He said he gave his blood, but he raised up his flesh. Amen. He said, but the life that was in the blood is just as real tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's what's in you.
Amen.
Isn't that right? That's the reality. That's what's real, isn't it? That's the reality to the blood. You know, in other words, that blood was shed 2,000 years ago. What does it mean to you? See? Well, it doesn't mean a lot to most people unless they've been raised from the dead. Hey? You know, unless we've had a spiritual resurrection.
Amen.
You know, the blood, the fact that Jesus died 2,000 years ago, it doesn't mean anything to the man out in the street, does it? It doesn't mean anything to the unbeliever, you know? In other words, what does it mean? You know, except you've been born again, except you've been raised up from the dead, it doesn't mean much, does it? Amen. But the fact that you have been raised up, it means everything, doesn't it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's why we can have a great time, you know, over the things of God. Praise the Lord. So when we read in here then, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, amen, it's the Holy Ghost that's sprinkled. See? His brother man said that the blood of Jesus couldn't come on everybody, meaning literally, physically. He said it's the life that was in the blood.
Right.
Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that comes on you. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. He said in Ephesians 4, it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. But a man said it didn't say grieve not the blood. You know, grieve not the blood. No, he says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Amen, because, amen, grieve not the Holy Spirit, for you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You see, it's the life that was in the blood. Amen, the blood paid the price. Amen, the blood was shed. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Amen. But the blood has been shed and the life was given. And Brother Man said, of course, the life of an animal couldn't come back on the believer. Amen. But the life of Christ could.
Amen.
The life of Christ could do something. The life of Christ could raise you from the dead.
Amen.
Give you a spiritual resurrection. Amen. Whereas in the Old Testament, of course, it was just a covering, wasn't it? Amen. It was just a covering of sin, animal blood. It covered sin, but it didn't deal with the sin question. Amen. The sin question wasn't dealt with until Calvary.
Amen.
Up until that time, it covered sin, didn't it? There was a remembrance of sin. They had to go back every year. You remember the high priest going in? Amen. There was a remembrance of sin. Amen. But when the blood of Jesus was shed, that dealt with the sin question. Amen. Amen. Once for all, eh?
Amen.
As it says in the book of Hebrews, and then we've had a spiritual resurrection. And there's no remembrance of sin.
Amen.
Amen. He that's born of God doth not commit sin. The Bible said he cannot sin. Amen. Sin is unbelief. Amen. The thing that you do 24/7 is belief. Amen. It doesn't mean you don't make mistakes, but the thing that you do 24/7 is belief. Isn't that right? Amen. And Brother Bound said sin is unbelief. Amen. It's your heart in that word, you see. It's to believe the word for the age that you live in. Your heart is in this word, this message. The blood on her chest, the message of God in the hour that they lived in. See? Amen. That's where your heart is. You believe the truth. Just read on in verse 22 in the same chapter. See, you've purified your souls in obeying the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Your soul is inherently pure. You see, you're born in sin. Your soul is a part of God, isn't it? You know, you already have eternal life. Brother Brown said you wasn't saved on a certain day. He said you've always been saved.
Amen.
Amen. He said if you've got eternal life, you've always had it. You didn't know it. When you're born again, you found out. That's you finding out, isn't it? That's you finding out that you have eternal life. Amen. When you were born in sin, but you were a son of God. You've got representation. Amen. You are an attribute of God. You're a gene of God to begin with.
Yes.
Amen. That's the whole mystery, isn't it?
Yes.
The whole mystery is that, you know, that we're part of God. Okay? That's the whole mystery, isn't it? That your soul is a part of God. You are a son of God. You never just became a son. You were a son. Amen. As Brother Man said, there's no change in species. You know, he said, you never were a pig or a dog that became a sheep. Amen. There's no change in species. A pig never becomes a sheep. A dog never becomes a sheep. A pig was always a pig. A dog was always a dog. But a sheep was always a sheep.
Yeah.
And that's what we are. We're sheep. We're sons of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like the eagle in the barnyard, isn't it? The little eagle was an eagle to begin with.
Amen.
Never was a chicken.
Amen.
It never was a chicken. That was amongst the chickens. And one day the mother bird comes looking for the egg that she laid. She's looking for the little one. Amen. That's us. It's a type, isn't it? Praise the Lord. There's amen. There's no change in species. And amen. And of course redemption is to bring back, isn't it? Redemption
amen.
Is to bring back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Redemption is to restore. As Brother Man said, you know, if I'll ever be there, he said I was there to begin with. Amen. If I wasn't there, I never will be. See? We come from God and we go back to God.
Amen.
Just like Jesus did. We come from the bosom of the Father, just like he did.
Yes.
But we come a different route. We're born in sin. That's the difference, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. We're born in sin, shaken in iniquity, and we need to have a rebirth. He didn't need a rebirth, did he? Amen. His father was God.
Amen.
Amen. You've got an earthly father. We've got an earthly father. We need to have a rebirth.
Amen.
We have to have two births, you see.
Right.
Amen. He just had one birth. Didn't need to be born again. He could go straight to heaven as he went. He had no sin. He took our sin, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. But we have an earthly father. Amen. We have an earthly father. Amen. We're born in sin, so therefore we need to be reborn. Amen. Being born again of incorruptible seed.
Amen.
Purify your souls, obeying the truth. through the Spirit unto one final love with the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Amen. Being born again, not of incorruptible seed. Amen. Not of corruptible seed, rather, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God. Amen. The first birth is a corruptible seed. Amen. This natural birth that we have is a corruptible seed. Amen. It goes back to Adam, doesn't it? But thank the Lord there's another Adam. Amen. There's another seed. Amen. And there's an incorruptible seed. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we've got two natures. As Brother Brown said, you know, you can't be in two bodies at the same time, but you can have two natures in the same body at the same time. Amen. You can have the natural, your first nature, amen, your human nature, amen, and you can have the nature of God, which of course is the Word, that Word nature. Amen. And that's where he says in this very message, I'll try and just read a quote perhaps, of the prophet for the message communion. No doubt you, it's not new. Amen. But when Brother Bannum is talking about the rebirth and how there was another William Branham in there. Amen. And he said about the two books, you know, and he talks about the two books in the, he's talking about the Lamb's Book of Life. He's talking about the Book of Life and the Lamb's Book of Life. In the message of visible union, and he looks like it's two separate books, and then he starts to explain it more in the message Works as Faith Expressed. And let's just give you a couple of good quotes here. This will bring this all together. Amen. And it goes right back, of course, to the mind of God, doesn't it? Amen. And Brother Ben says, you're wearing the wedding band. He said, you're wearing the wedding band of predestinated, unmerited grace. The wedding band of grace, see, unmerited of your own. God did it himself. He knew you before the foundation of the world and slipped the wedding band on you right there. Put your name in the book. Amen. What a thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Amen. It all happened in God's mind, didn't it? It all happened right before the foundation of the world, God dwelling along with his thoughts. Amen. And God's book is finished. Amen. We're going through the process of it. We're going through the outworking of it. But in God's mind, it's already happened. Amen. The Bible says, those whom he's justified, he's also glorified. Amen. God sees the end from the beginning, doesn't he? He doesn't have to wait. Is it where we have to wait? We go through the process, don't we? You know, we've been 6,000 years from Adam, coming through the process from Adam, haven't we? Right up to where we are now. And we're just right on the brink of the millennium. But you think of it, God and his thoughts and his mind, he sees the end from the beginning. He doesn't have to wait to see us in the millennium. He sees us right now. He doesn't have to wait to see you in a glorified body. He can see you right now. Can he? Amen. And of course, that's all proven in the ministry of William Branham. He can look back years in a person's life. He could look forward years in a person's life, couldn't he? He could tell them what they did 20 years ago. Amen. Amen. And he could tell them what they're going to do in the future. That's all the Holy Spirit. That's God, isn't it? He doesn't have to wait. Amen. He knows the end from the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. Amen. He's the first, the last. He knows the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. So in God's thoughts, it's already happened. In God's book, it's finished. Amen. It's already happened in his thoughts. He was alone with his thoughts, wasn't he? It all happened in his thoughts, and then he starts to speak. Let there be, let there be, let there be, and we start to come forth, don't we? His brother Brown says, you know me as William Branham. He says, he knows me as a thought of his own thinking.
Amen.
And that's how he knows you today, tonight, right now. He knows you as a thought that was in his thinking. Eh? Now you're expressed in flesh. Now you're a word. God around said, what is a thought? What is a word? He said, a thought expressed. Eh? Amen. Thought, a word is a thought expressed. We are manifested word. Yeah, written epistles. Written epistles read of all men. Eh? Praise the Lord. That's what we are. We are the thoughts of God being expressed. Praise the Lord. And there we were, right back in his thoughts, right back in his mind. And Brother Bounds said he put the wedding, wearing the bride, he said, with the wedding ring of unmerited grace. Praise the Lord. He said, your name in the book. He said, that's your marriage certificate. Right? Praise the Lord. It's all happened in his thoughts. That's why he said in future home, you wasn't saved on a certain day. He said, you've always been saved. He said, the Holy Spirit comes down and gets you. Amen. He causes you to recognize it. Amen. That's what he does. And he said, we don't accept him. He said, he accepts us.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Amen. We don't accept him. He accepts us. He said, you're an attribute. You know, a thought of his thinking. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit comes to get you, to bring you to a birth, to recognition, an understanding of who you are. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not everybody's got that. Not everybody's a predestined. Not everybody has got representation of predestination. Amen. Like the woman at the well, she's got representation of predestination. She recognized the Messiah. Recognized Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of Man, eh? And Brother Man said the priest, he said he didn't come from up there. He hadn't got any representation. He called Jesus the devil. Eh? It's the same today. Brother Man said it proved right there he wasn't the Son of God. Amen. When he turned the word down, see? He said it proved right there he wasn't the Son of God. He hadn't got representation. He couldn't recognize the word for the hour. He called Jesus the devil. He called him Beelzebub, eh? But the woman at the well, she's got representation. Amen. Of eternal life. Amen. Of predestination. And she recognizes Messiah. And she says, we know that when Messiah comes, he will tell us these things. And then Jesus said, I'm he. And quickly, she was redeemed. And that's the way it is for us. Brother Brown said, when the word crosses your path, when you recognize that the word of God for the hour, the message, say, amen, was eagle's food. He said, you heard from your theophany. Amen. It's time you didn't know you had a theophany. Amen. But you heard from your theophany. In other words, your name's on the book. See? Your name's in the Lamb's book of life. Praise the Lord. And this is him coming to get you. He's coming to cause you to recognize it. You see? Praise the Lord. So, let's just get a couple of nice quotes here. Amen. We won't be too long because another 10 minutes perhaps. Amen. And Brother Man says there, when you get the book, he said, you're going to see that maybe a little confusion there, what I said. He's talking about the message of invisible union. He preached this the night before. And now he's explaining a bit more about the two books. The Lamb's Book of Life and the Book of Life is what he's talking about. The two books, the books of life, see? It's the same book. But one of them is your natural birth and the other one is your spiritual birth. See, one leads out to the other one, just like a stalk of wheat. When you talk of me, and talk of me as a living person, but there's one part of me that is that person, see, that must perish. See, that's the book that the name comes off. Amen. But the eternal one, the predestinated one, the eternal one, the name never can come from there because it always was on it. Okay, well, he's talking about your natural birth and he's talking about your spiritual birth. He's talking about this body. It's a part that has to perish, but there's a part that cannot perish.
Amen.
And of course, the part that cannot perish is the soul. Amen. It's the part of God. Amen. It's the gene. It's the gene of God. He said it can never be taken off. He said, you'll notice in the book, he said, he saved some confusion. He's explaining it, see? I am body, soul, and spirit. So you see, three separate people, but only one makes me a being. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, here is a predestinated plan in plan view. You know, when you think Brother Branham, one of the greatest attacks he had was on how he believed in predestination and the grace of God. People didn't want that. You know, out in the evangelical field, they don't want to be talking about predestination because they want everybody saved. Amen. But the thing is, the only ones that's going to be saved is the ones who've got the names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. The only ones that's going to be saved, you know, is those whose names are on that book. Amen. Those who've been predestinated, ordained to God, ordained, you know, to eternal life. So, as Brother Balaam said here, the predestinated plan is in plan view. It's all made plain. Where we come from, where we go to, who we are, see? It's all made plain. We never was a, you know, we never was a goat that became a sheep. We're always sheep. We never were a pig that became a sheep. We're always a sheep, you see? There's no change in species. If you've got eternal life, you've always had it. Amen. You didn't know you had it. You didn't know you were a seed of God. Amen. But that's why the Holy Spirit came. As it says in Galatians, because you are the sons of God, He sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Amen. There's a reason for that happening. It doesn't happen to everybody. Everybody hasn't got the potential to be born again. Amen. Barabbas said, in non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. In non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. See? The old priest we just read about, we haven't read it, but in the message Future Home, the priest, Brother Brown says, called him the devil. He said he wasn't the Son of God. He didn't come from up there. He didn't come from where the woman of the world came from. She recognized Messiah. He came from somewhere else, didn't he? He got no representation. Amen, of eternal life. Amen, there's those who haven't got eternal life. Amen. Everybody's got natural life. Everybody's got a first birth, but they haven't all got a second birth. See? You have to have the potential. Amen. It has to be in you. You have to be a seed of God. Amen. To be born again. Only seed can be reborn. Eh? He said in the Church Age book. Amen. Praise the Lord. You remember Jesus there in John chapter 8? He said, my word has got no place in you. Eh? He said, you're of your father the devil. You remember speaking to the Pharisees, you know? Amen. He said, you're of your father the devil. He said, my word has got no place in you. You see, the word has got to find a place in you. And Brother Brown said, the bedding ground, you know, has to be prepared. Amen. Let's just read here. Amen. Predestinated plan in plan view, just as other seeds. The word of God is a seed. It must have good ground prepared beforehand. You see, you're prepared beforehand. Amen. If you just sowed seed and throw it out there on the ground, what good would it do? See, the birds would come along and pick it up. Amen. Throw it out amongst the thistles or the thorns, it'll choke it out pretty soon. Jesus' Bible said so. So the ground has to be made ready first. So God in sovereign grace prepares the heart. He prepared you before the foundation of the world to receive Him. In this age, in the age you live in, to recognize your day and His message as it were. See? He prepared you to receive Him in this age. He foreknew you by foreknowledge. Amen. And ordained you to eternal life. He knew you, therefore He prepared you. And that's the reason you staggered out of these things and staggered into what you've got now. It was God leading you to a place to where He had ordained for you to be. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? It's all pre-planned. Amen. It's all pre-planned. God pre-planned it. God chose you in Him before the foundation of the world. Your soul is a part of God. There's only one form of eternal life, he said, and that's God. He said you had to always be that. You just didn't know it. But the new birth brings it to you. The Holy Spirit causes you to recognize it. See? Praise the Lord. Amen. And when the bride recognizes who she is, she's going to be gone. Eh? We're coming to a total realization. Just like Jesus. Jesus had to find out who he was. It's the Son of God, didn't he? Amen. The Bible said he grew in stature and in wisdom. Eh? He had to find out he was that person. That he was the Son of God. Amen. He had to find out and he found out, didn't he? Amen. And Brother Brown said we've got to do the same. We've got to, you know, recognize our day and His message. and see where we are in the scripture. See our part, see our place, as it were. You know what God has, you know, prepared for us, pre-planned, you know. Okay, we're going to get a little bit more. We're just going to come down to a close there. So Brother Barnum, in the message then, communion, he said, talking again about the two books. This is the last message Brother Barnum preached, isn't it? Communion 1965. And he said, talking about the two books, he said, the spot there that we were talking about, the two books being one. Amen. It's the book of life. The first book of life coming up was when you was born. He said that was your natural birth. And then one time he said, way back down in there, there was a little germ of life. Amen. It was laying dormant in you. See, a little germ of life, the soul. The two natures of the soul he's talking about. It's the same you. It's the same ye. Must be born again. It's the same person, but you're going through two births, eh? You've been born again. You've had your natural birth, and now you're going to be reborn. But there has to be something in you for that to happen. Amen. That little grain of life that I was explaining, he said, telling these sisters, that little grain of life was laying there, and you wonder, where did it come from? Like I was saying this morning, talking of myself, like he was going to say, well, William Branham, 40 years ago, William Branham, and he goes on to say, that isn't the same one tonight. Amen. If somebody back there would have said, well, William Branham, he was a rank rascal, see? Amen. Because I was born of Charles and Ella Branham, in their nature, I was a sinner. I came into the world a liar. And all the habits of the world laid right in me. But down in there, too, was another nature present. And that's what's in you. Amen. There's something else down in there you didn't know about. Amen. Praise the Lord, until this something called the new birth takes place, eh? There is another nature present, so there can be two natures in the same body, same person. He said you can't be in two bodies at the same time, but you can have two natures. Predestinated there, in there by God, in the same body. Two natures in there. I only cater to one as I grow up. Amen. I grew as a baby. First thing you know, I became a liar. Became everything else that's a sinner. Because I was raised up in that, see? But down in there was a little speck of life all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There was another William Branham, see? A little spot of eternal life down in there from the genes of God. And that's what's in you and me, isn't it? Anyone who is the seed of God, anyone that's, you know, amen, that's born of God, amen, there was that gene of God in there. And that's why he's saying only seed can be reborn. Not everybody's got the gene of God in them, see? Jesus said to those Pharisees, my word has got no place in you. There's the woman of the well, you're the Messiah. Amen, you're the Son of God. Look at Peter, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They get representation. Amen, a predestination, see? And we can be thankful this morning that we've got that. If we're believing this morning, amen, and we are, praise the Lord, then we've got that, amen, that gene of God in the soul which has now come alive. He's quickened the seed, hasn't he? He's brought it alive. He's raised it up in a spiritual resurrection. And he took the Holy Ghost to do that. He took the resurrection life of Jesus Christ to come back, which he did on the day of Pentecost, eh? And came back and poured himself out and gave them a spiritual resurrection. Raised them from the dead spiritually. And Brother Brown said, we're going on, growing on to a full and complete resurrection. Praise the Lord, we're growing on to a body change, aren't we? Praise the Lord, it begins from the inside out. He said your new body will form, materialize, coming from that born again soul. Amen. So we're thankful this morning we've got a born again soul. Not everybody has. Not everybody has the potential to have a born again soul. Because you have to have that gene of God in you. Amen. Yeah. That's how it is, isn't it? It's how different are the old thoughts, you see? Traditional thinking. You see, this message rips away all the veil, doesn't it? We just read it. Brother Man said, predestination comes into plan view. You know, traditional thoughts, traditional thinking. That veil is rent, just like on Easter, you know, when Jesus raised from the dead on the resurrection morning. You know, when he raised from the dead, rather, when he died on the cross, rather, I should say, when he died on the cross, the veil was rent from the top to the bottom, wasn't it? The mercy seat was out on the cross. It wasn't where they thought he was. They thought he was behind the temple veil. That's where God was, behind the temple veil, but he's not there anymore. He's out hanging on the cross. You see, and we've had a dispensational change in the day we live in. You know, traditional thinking, traditional change. He's not back there where we thought he was. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? Eh? He's not in those dead denominations anymore. Amen. He's outside the door in Revelation chapter 3. Behold, I stand at the door. He's outside the church. Behold, I stand at the door, knock. Amen. If you want him, you have to come out of the denominational system. You have to come out of traditional thinking to receive Christ. We all do. We all have to come out from our old thoughts. We have to come out from the denominational system. Brother Van said, no more dealing with the church when he's been put out. See, he's outside the door. He's revealed the Son of Man. Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. Next thing is Son of David on the throne. But before that, we've got Son of Man. And that's where we are. The day when the Son of Man is revealed. He was Son of God, but then he's revealed as Son of Man. And that's where we are. We have to recognize that, don't we? And the next thing he said is Son of David on the throne in the millennium. Amen. Looking forward to that, eh? Praise the Lord. Just going to finish off down here. So Brother Van said there was another William Branham, a little spot of eternal life down there from the beginning, the genes of God. The word of God that was placed in there. Each one of you can think of something similar. I can think of something similar, and so can you, see? If we're born again of the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, it said it was eternal life was working in the body. Eternal life was working in the body. And one day I walked on, see, and a voice was talking to me and said, never smoke, drink, or defile your body. Amen. You young fellas, see, you all got older. There was something moving. And yet, see, and all at once I looked up and I said, I'm not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. There's something calling me. Like the little eagle. He recognizes he's the Son of God. Amen. We're not just the sons and daughters of our own natural parents, but we're a son of God, son and daughter of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's when, of course, when we realise that, that's when we take his name, don't we? You know, I don't get on to that, but you know, we take the name of God. Brother Ben said the bride will be Mrs. Jesus Christ, see? Praise the Lord. That's when we take up the Father's name. You know, when we're born again, we take up his name. You know, Jesus had the name of the Father right from birth, didn't he?
Amen.
Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. What's the Father's name? Jesus. Amen. It says in Matthew chapter 1, they shall call his name Jesus. See? Amen. He had the Father's name from birth. But when do we take up the Father's name? See? Because we had a natural birth. When do we take up the Father's name? In the rebirth. When we're born again. When we have a spiritual birth, we take up the name Jesus Christ. That's the Father's name, eh? Jesus Christ, see? Brother Brown said, God's name is not Methodist, Baptist, Pentecost, or Roman Catholic. Amen. God's name is Jesus. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Jesus Christ. The whole family on earth and in heaven is named Jesus Christ. So there comes a time that we take up the Father's name. You didn't do it in your natural birth. You didn't do it when you were born. You did it when you were reborn. That's your new name, isn't it? When you're born again. When you're born again, your name isn't Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Roman Catholic, eh? That's not the name, is it? The name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the name, isn't it? Praise the Lord. So Brother Van says here, I was born again, that little life was laying there. The life of water was poured upon it. It began to grow. Amen. The old life was forgiven, put in the sea of God's forgetfulness. We stand justified as though we never sinned in the beginning. Amen. Praise the Lord. The sinless virtuous bride of the Lord, of the Lord Jesus Christ. One last quote. Amen. Let's give you one last quote just to kind of bring that together what I just said. Now Brother Man says here, this little girl sitting back here used to be called a Broy. You know, Meta Broy. He said, but she's a Branham now. She's my wife. Amen. And that bride of Jesus Christ will be Mrs. Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay? Hallelujah. Baptized in his spirit, in his name, filled with power, robed in his righteousness. See, there she is now. Amen. The Gentile bride. So the Gentile bride will be Mrs. Jesus Christ. He's Mr. Jesus Christ, isn't he? You know, she's Mrs. Amen. One like unto the Son of Man, eh? But a man said was the bride. It's the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. The bride of Christ is Mrs. Jesus Christ, see? That's the family name. It's not Roman Catholic, it's not Methodist, it's not Baptist. It's not a denomination. Those are names of blasphemy. Blasphemous names, eh? To call yourself that, but a man said. You can be forgiven for that. You can repent of that. You can come out from that. You can come to Christ. Christ is the Word, see? One more. Right? The Bible said, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The family on earth is named Jesus. When do you take that name up? You didn't do it in your natural birth, but you did it in your spiritual birth. Jesus had it right from his natural birth. He was the humanity of God, wasn't he? He had the Father's name from birth.
That's right.
He didn't have an earthly father. Amen. God was his father. God created the blood cell. God created the egg. He was the life of God. He had the Father's name from start. But you didn't. Amen. You take up the Father's name when you're born again. That's when you take up his name, isn't it? Praise the Lord. That's your name right now if you're born again, isn't it? Amen. The whole family on earth is named Jesus Christ, see? Let's pray in his name. Let's live in his name. Let's teach in his name. Let's die in his name. Let's be buried in his name. Baptized in his name. Resurrected in his name. Go to heaven in his name. See, that's his name. And his bride is named Mrs. Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord, he'll take the people out of the Gentiles for his name's sake.
Amen.
I'm not oneness, and you, I'm not oneness, no sir. And you Trinitarian people, see, get that away from you. Say, I'm not oneness. No sir, I'm not oneness. Neither am I a Trinitarian. Said, I believe what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. So we're going to finish with that because time is gone. Amen. But praise the Lord, we've got his name. Amen. That's the bride's name. One like unto the Son of Man. But a man said, that's the bride. That's the spiritual body of Christ, isn't it? Praise the Lord, by one Spirit we've been baptized into one body. And, amen, that is the body, that is the name, and your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know, your name in the Lamb's Book of Life is Jesus Christ. But a man said, it's not a human name, it's not Lee Vale, it's not Alman Neville, it's not William Branham. Amen, the name in the book is not a human name. Amen, but the name in the Lamb's Book of Life is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The whole family in heaven and on earth is named Jesus Christ. And that's what you take up. That is your name, and that's the name that you take up in the rebirth. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful thing, eh? Praise the Lord. Thank God for the new birth. Thank God that we're born again, and we're not sitting here today calling ourselves Methodist, Baptist, Roman Catholic, or something like that. Amen. Those are names of blasphemy, aren't they? Blasphemous name. Brother Branham preached it. It says in Revelation 17. Amen. She was full of names of blasphemy. But a man comes along and preaches a message entitled Blasphemous Names. He tells us what those names are, doesn't he? Denominational names, see? Amen. Thank God tonight we know, this morning we know what our name is. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. That's just what it is. It says in Genesis chapter 5, it said he called their name Adam. Mr. and Mrs. Adam, Mr. and Mrs. Jesus. Same life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Same origin. Come from the same place. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, life of his life. Amen. Her identity was in him. Amen. Her identity was in Adam, wasn't it? It was in him. Amen. He could say to her, "You bow to my, I don't know who I am." You know, she didn't know where she come from. Remember? Amen. And you know, God took a rib and made her a woman, brought her onto the man, and he said, "You know, you're bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." She didn't know who she was. She didn't know who she got here. She didn't know where she'd come from. Her identity was in Adam. And our identity is in Christ, isn't it?
Amen.
We don't know where we come from. We didn't know none of these things at one time. But look what we know now. It was all in Christ, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. Amen. We were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. And here we are. We've come forth in our own designated decreed season. And we take a place in the body. Praise the Lord. Time is not a little bit there, but amen. It's good to be with you again. Praise the Lord. And we thank the Lord for the time we've had and the opportunity. Praise the Lord to be here. Amen. And the Lord bless each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. We'll be together again tonight. Brother Tommy tonight. And look forward to the word, eh? Praise the Lord. Thank God we got something to praise Him for, eh? Amen. Okay, Tom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give Him the praise, eh? Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you all. That's just a word of prayer. Father, we just thank and praise You. You close down, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for the quickening power. Lord, the quickening power came in the last days. And we thank You, Lord, the quickening power, what He reveals and what He shows us, as what our own said. In the day we live in, Lord, it's wonderful. We thank You for it, Lord. We thank You for our new birth. We thank You, Lord, that we know who we are. We know where we come from. We know where we're headed for. We know that we're going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years on this earth, Lord, the King and the Queen. What a wonderful privilege and what a wonderful understanding, Lord, You've given to us, Lord, to know these things, to know who we are. To know today, Lord, as we heard with the opening scripture, the Bible said that they've got victory, Lord, over the beast and over the image of the beast, Lord, and his mark and the number of his name. That's us right now, Lord. We've got victory over the beast. We know who the beast is. We know, Lord, who the image of the beast is. We know what the mark is. It's a mark of unbelief, Lord. And we know, Lord, the number of his name, which is 666. Lord, we understand all that. You've shown us all those things. And today we praise You, Lord, that we can worship You in spirit and in truth. We thank You for it, Lord. As You said in the word that the Father seeketh such to worship Him, those who worship in spirit and in truth, Lord. And we believe, Lord, we worship You in the truth, in accordance with the truth of the revealed word, the word for this hour that we live in, Lord. We thank You for it, Lord. Bless our brother Tommy, we pray. Bless him tonight. Bless the word tonight that comes forth, we pray. And also our brother, Lord, as he goes forth, Lord, going to Australia and America, Lord, and the messages that lay before him, Lord, the services that will be before him, we pray that you'll bless him in it greatly, Lord, abundantly, and watch over him, keep him safe, and also Sharon, Lord, and the whole family. Take care of them all, we pray, and each and every one. We thank you for this opportunity today. I give you praise and thanks, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hey man, let's turn our feet to praise God.
The Lord's great. You know, I was thinking there when Charlie was preaching. I couldn't help thinking it, especially about myself. God knows who's going to come. He knows every one of our brothers showed us that. But some of us were like a pig at a time. Don't misunderstand me. Even though we were lambs to begin with, I certainly acted like a pig. And you know, I was thinking something my dad said one time. I was in the jail where they used to keep pigs. Crumlin Road Jail. How many knows that? They kept pigs in there. And some of us were in pig pens. Like the man in the Bible was in a pig pen. But God knew all along it'd be a lamb, but he had to be born again. And I tell you, God can bring you from the pig pen to the throne of God. It's not wonderful. And think of the woman at the well, a prostitute really, an ill-famed woman. She recognized Jesus, and yet the religious leader, he called Jesus a devil.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
So we have a choice. That's why the gospel must be preached. The gospel must be preached to reach those that the Lord's paid for. Whosoever can come The Lord knows, but me and you don't. We can't say he's in and he's out. The only God can do that. That's why the gospel goes out to all. But God evidently knows all that's going to come. But aren't you glad that you were picked? That God chose you. Praise God. And I'm not going to take no time up. Our brother's going to come and lead us in song as we go. And the Lord bless you. And just continue to pray for us and come under expectation tonight. And the Lord bless each one. God bless you.
We're trying to sing that hymn, Found a Friend in Jesus.